The Gemara Daf Mem Aleph brings down a memor of Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hamecha Par Lechaver of Amar Lepar Zin Adchanasi Nashchanasi Ba'atanasi Ravtanasi B'haya B'mumachad B'tznafa Ben Hamumen Harei Zem Mekach Tais. That's considered a Mekach Tais. And the Nesefer Mariani Achachma over here, Yasek Asha, he says that we know there's a Machlekes Rab and Shmuel by if you sell a Shar Lechaver of Nimtza Nagchan, whether it's a Mekach Tais or not, or could you tie in a Lushchita Machartiv. Maybe Gatana, I bought it for Shechita, I sold it for Shechita, and therefore it's not a Mekach Tais, because if you're selling it for the meat, these issues are not a problem at all. And we hold like Shmuel, that we say L'Shechita Mechartiv, so why B'chol should be a Mekach Tais over here? Why can't the Mecher Taino that was L'Shechita Mechartiv? And he says in one Teretz, he says a very nice Teretz, that there's a chilik between a Parah and a Shar. By a Shar, you could tie in L'Shechita Mechartiv, because the derech was to Shecht Shmarim. But over here we're talking about a Parah, and it could be the Metzias was that Paras were not used l'shchita, they were used l'radia for charisha, and therefore by parah there is no taina of l'shchita machartiv. That's a chiluk he wants to make. But in the Ritzi Pesach over here in the Har Tzvi, he brings a beautiful kasha from Rabbi Shai Vinograd, and he says this teretz is connected to Mefesh and Mishnah and Shvius. The Mishnah and Shvius in Perek Hey Mishnah Ches says the following. It says if somebody is chashan on Shvius, you can't sell him a parah chareshus because you assume he might be chayrish with it during Shemitah. So you could do it because it's possible that it'll shachta and he won't use it l'charisha. So we see that we're talking about a para over there. It says, v'yimkolor para, and a para chayrish, and it's mamish bin chayrish, and afal bichim, but he'll say it's mutter, it's no problem l'fnei'iver, because you could say that l'shchita, maybe he's using it l'shchita. So you see that even by a para, there's a tzav to say l'shchita mechartiv, and that is l'char k'negin, this chilik of the Mayan HaChachma, that there's a chilik between a para and a shar. So that's Lachar, very stark the taina in this teretz of the Mayari HaChachma. I was thinking that maybe it could be Michalik, that there is a chilik between the Mishnah over there, which is talking about Lifneiver, over here where we're talking about Mekach Tais. Like, I'll be Lifneiver. The problem is, I can't sell you something that you can use for Dvar Yisr. So as long as there's like the Lashon of the Rash over there, Hechidim Ikilim Metli Talina, as long as there's some Tliya that you might not use it for Dvar Yisr, then I could sell it. It's not a Michshol. It's possible to use it for Davar HaMutter, even though I'll be right, maybe you won't. But Lamaisa, it's on a Michshol if there's a possibility that you'll use it for Davar HaMutter. Mashenkin over here, Lagabi Mekach Tais, if it's something which is not very mustabit, is not the norm, then that would not have to go into Mekach Tais, because you can't tie that that's what I thought you're going to use it for, because that's not the Derech HaAylam, and Mekach HaMemkar is totally on what the Derech of people, what they have in mind, and therefore you can't tie in the Shechita Mechartiv. So maybe you could be Mechalik like that between the Mishnah over there and his Teretz over here. Lamaisa the Yishalmi over there in Shvius does bring the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel of the Shechita Mechartiv on the Mishnah, and he wants to say maybe it is the same Machlekes B'Sham B'Sol, and then it's Mechalik. It doesn't really say the Chalik that I'm saying. So from the Yishalmi would be Mashma, not like this, but in the Etz Mishnah, Lachar, you could be Mechalik between the Inyanim, between the Fnei Iver and the Gabi Din and Mechira. The Etz Mekasha, the Pesach says another Teretz, a nice Teretz, and he says that because since he listed all these mumen, and he said all these different things, nashchanis and nagchanis and everything else, so it's pretty much nicker from that conversation that he was saying l'charisha, because if he was saying l'shchita, then these things are not mumen at all. So the fact that they had that conversation and no one said differently, sounds like it was clear that it was, we're talking about a case where he's buying it l'charisha, and therefore that would be a, that's why it would be a mekach tais over here.